Dave, Bev and Byron catch up feels like a holiday for your ears. To feel like you're on holidays all the time and for resort living every day, visit mandalayliving.com.au.
Our lines are always open. In fact, we've got a caller here. Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Fifi, and hi, Mr. Byron. My name's Gareth, and I'm the manager of the drive-thru at McDonald's in Mountain South. And I just decided to call up your radio station. Mr. Favola, you didn't go to training last night, did you?
No.
So you manage the local McDonald's in Melton South?
Yeah. Hey, next time that happens, Mr. Favola, can you please let us know? Because we prepared for you, and now we have heaps of crates of stock left over, and they have to be thrown out.
Gareth, you said your name was Gareth, didn't you?
Yep.
Gareth, are you a big fan of Fevs?
Oh, I've always loved Mr. Favola, especially when he was with the Blues. And I love him now because thanks to him coming over the last month, I'm now the national leader for sales in the entire country. Oh, and a second, guys. I'm still at work. Can you hold on a second?
Excuse me, mate. What's the Favola special?
It's actually a quarter pounder stuffed in a Big Mac, wrapped in a pizza, covered in a giant dumpling, deep fried in cheese.
I'll take one of those, please.
Okay, just drive through the next window. Okay, where was I? Sorry.
That's okay, Gareth.
I can't believe he gets paid to do this. This is brilliant.
Gareth, it must be enjoyable having, I mean, you've got one of the AFL's greatest players dropping by your McDonald's. Has Fev passed on any wisdom from his playing days to you? He'd like to drop some stories, wouldn't he?
Oh, absolutely, Mrs. Fifi. His advice is... work on your kicking, because the longer you kick, the less you have to run. It's his favourite saying. He likes to say, it's not fun when you have to run.
Well, he's pretty good
advice. That's what he says.
Really?
Yeah. Look, a lot of the players from the Panthers dropped through here as well, and they love having Mr. Favola playing as coach. One of them even said after seeing Mr. Favola doing a light jog around the oval, he definitely put the pant in Panthers. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but guys, I've got to go because the tradies are all coming through for their orders, and there's more high-vis than a 90s rave down the drive-thru.
Thank you. There's Gareth from the McDonald's there in South Melbourne. He's hung up.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Tom Arnold starting to branch out on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. He spent two episodes just on his bed, not really contributing to the show at all. He's your favourite, Fev.
He's my favourite, yes. He's very similar to what the Chief was doing in the jungle when he was in, because the Chief did nothing.
But we couldn't tell that. Yeah. It didn't look like that. The Chief looked like he was doing everything.
Oh, no. He just laid there. I was giving him his breakfast in bed and everything, cooking for him and giving him his food, because the big fella was getting a bit crook, because he do starve. But I think it's a bit easier this year. They keep winning stars because they must have gotten in a lot of trouble last year.
Well, don't you reckon with Tom Arnold, he even said, he goes, I don't know what this show was. Do you reckon that after day two, they called the manager, hey, get your boy to do something.
Get out of bed.
Do you know what we're paying him? Thought so. Looks like you're getting ostrich anus.
Well, I think that he gets paid the most, Dave.
Totally.
And he said in last night's show when they were about to do the challenge, I thought, TV's made up. We go into a hotel, we come into the camp and look like it's all just for the TV, and then we go back to our five-star. This is real.
I know.
Yeah, it's real, mate.
He didn't do his research.
No.
But I'll tell you what he did start doing last night. He started one of the almighty best name-dropping sessions. You would have seen a lot of name-dropping when you were there last year. But could you compete? Could anyone compete with Tom Arnold? These were all the names of his mates he dropped last night.
Hugh Grant, Robin Williams, and Julia Porter. Charlie Sheen and Robbie Williams, I lived on the same street. Mariah Carey lives across the street from Christina Aguilera. So Courtney Love, Jet Li, Paris Hilton, Tom Jones.
Tom Cruise.
Rupert Murdoch, Sharon Stone's a friend of ours. Steven Seagal, Liz Dahl, Bill Gates.
John Malkovich.
Bill Cosby.
John Travolta.
Steve Coogan. There's a few. Yeah.
Yeah, could he cut some of those people out of that conversation?
I reckon he should have cut a few out.
Yeah. How about Cosby and Sheen? Just leave that behind.
Wow.
It was a very impressive name drop, though. And, you don't often get a forum to name drop, because what I noticed last night was all the Aussies in there, obviously the rest of them, were cutting him down. Like, they all went into the talkie-talkie going, who does he think he is? Like, how's his name dropping? Gee, pull your head in. Because it's an Aussie thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's never a safe place to name drop. So I thought what we could do here is create a safe place.
Ooh.
So 13 10 60, This is now a free forum to name drop.
This is
who's
great.
Who's someone you've met? Who's somebody that you're related to? Who's somebody you know? Who's someone you've pashed? 13 10 60. You get to have a blatant
Dave.
Name drop.
Actually, oh, fair
quickly,
there you go.
I mean, Fief, seeing you've created this safe space, what a great opportunity for you to name drop right here now.
I don't have any name.
Oh!
It's such a safe space, though.
What
it's
do
a,
you mean?
Just a, you
remember,
just...
remember that time Justin Bieber sneezed and in the same amount of time he put you in the movie?
Oh, I'm in Justin Bieber's movie, but that's not name dropping. That's just a movie.
Did you hang out with him?
I've hung out with him a few times.
What about some of the other celebs you've hung out with? Oh, hello, Fifi Box. That's your real name. What's your born name?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Tom Arnold was name dropping all through I'm a Celeb last night, and all the other celebs are in there going, who does this guy think he is dropping all these names? And the problem is, you know, anyone who wants to name drop, who has met someone famous or is mates with someone famous or related to someone famous, you feel uncomfortable bringing it up because you go, people are going to go, oh, look at you name dropping. So this now here on Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron is a safe space to name drop. We won't judge. We won't rib you. You can celebrate it.
You did it at the start of the break here.
What did I do?
Well, Byron, you were just obviously mentioning Bruno Mars and you dropped a little...
Bruno. I was impersonating Dave.
Well, we've hung out with Bruno.
That's how you'd say Bruno.
Well, still, Bruno is a pretty good friend of some of us at the Fox. I've worked with Bruno.
I've never met Bruno.
Well, I've worked with Bruno. Is it a safe place?
Well, it was until you said that.
Bruno, now. What's a safe place?
Obviously, he's pretty easy access to get to, isn't
it? Okay, well, I thought this was a safe place.
Well, it is a safe place for Melbourne. All our wonderful friends who call into the show listening.
Right. Okay.
It's wrong for any of us in this room who often meet stars because we interview them to name drop. So that was pretty uncool, mate. Adrian from Casco Vale South. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, guys.
Adrian.
Gregory, good morning.
Okay.
Yay. Adrian, no, yeah. Sorry, you got a name drop celebrity. Sorry, mate.
Okay, we've all had our fun. Let's get back to the topic.
Adrian, this is a safe space, buddy. Who do you want to name drop?
Yeah, look, it's embarrassing, but I was in Coles one day and I ran into Kim Valentine.
Oh, from Neighbours, Libby.
Yeah, from Neighbours. Well, you know, you see someone in a public place like that, you can't pick where you know them. And I said, oh, where do I know you from somewhere. Right. She goes, yeah, Neighbours. And I go, oh, really, where do you live? And as I said it, I realised what I'd actually said, so I just turned around and shuffled off like a weirdo.
That should have been our last call. These other ones would want to be good.
Yeah, that was very good, Adrian.
Very good.
Oh, very good. Luke in Geelong. Hi, Luke.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Luke. It's a safe space. Don't feel bad about it. Just name drop celebrities you've known or met.
So I was at a house party one day and Mad Mike Jones from the Krusty Demons was there and he decided he was going to get Pink on the phone. So he did, and I got to speak to Pink over the phone, and she said she loved my accent.
Wow! That is an awesome... There you, Luke, that's a cracking story.
Thank Fifth. You.
Yeah, it's a ripper.
But he's good. The father of, obviously, her children. Do you reckon that was a bit of a phone call, like, why aren't you home?
No, I'm having a ball. Have a talk to... what's your name, Chen?
Yeah. I'm not certain that Mike Jones is the father of the children.
No, Kerry Hart is, but he's probably mates.
Jeez. He's the rag on my face. I don't know about Pink's life.
Del in Mitcham. Hi, Del.
Good morning, guys.
Del, it's a safe space. Your friends might have a go at you for name dropping, but we want you to.
Okay. I'm name dropping Fifi Box.
Ooh, oh, wow.
Awesome, Del. I mean, I'm flattered, but it's not a great name to drop.
Do you work for Uber Eats? Have you dropped down a hair?
It's 6 degrees of separation. Your uncle is married to my sister.
Oh, no way! Which yes. I'm going to guess my uncle Ian.
Correct.
Because you live in Mitcham. I've drawn a comparison. Oh wow! So your sister's Marietta.
Correct.
Lovely to meet you, Del. We're family. We've never met before.
I know, right? I care. That I would is, like okay. to make you a cup of coffee.
Well, since she's family, it's the least you could do, Fee. Hold the line, we'll put you guys together. I mean, she should have made some effort over the years.
And I think that was off top. They're family. So, and it's not really.
And no, Fev.
We did say related to.
And you're having shortbread and coffee.
Yeah.
And tea.
Hold the line, Del.
And Fev, I mean, I don't want to tell the producer how to do your job, but you finish on the strongest call, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, don't worry.
Don't know what that was.
We've got a safety net here. Seeing it's a safe place, Fifi. These are just some of the previous name drops that you've enjoyed on this show when you weren't in a safe place.
But what do you mean?
Now, of course, you are in a safe place.
Beautiful, gorgeous Danny Minogue. I was sitting with Nat Bass. So Nat and I were sitting there, and we all love Nat. I love hanging out with Nat. Gorgeous Carrie Bickmore. Carrie and I were going to do this fun run. Beauty of Warnie. I am going to the Cup with him. We're going to be there. Warnie and I. I'm in Justin Bieber's movie. I've hung out with him a few times.
There we go.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Here is a song we haven't played on the show before.
It's a grand old flag. It's a high flag.
The Melbourne football theme song. And can we just stop down? Because this is a very exciting, incredible moment in AFL history, because this weekend it all kicks off. The Women's League, first women's AFL competition. It is so exciting. We are joined by the captain of the Melbourne Football Club, Daisy Pearce.
And the number one draft pick in all of Australia.
Daisy, you're a legend.
Years ago, but...
Welcome to the show.
She's the best.
Thanks for having me, Faith and guys. Thank you. Great to hear the Melbourne theme song getting a run on Fox FM.
I know, yeah. As Byron said, it doesn't happen very often. But this must be so exciting for you. I mean, you know, over the years and this has happened. It's arrived. And it's all kicking off this weekend. Are you still sort of pinching yourself?
Like, I am.
We're front and centre.
Yeah, pinching myself. And I keep having these moments where I just think, it is really happening and there's no turning back now. We're in, and it's exciting on so many levels as a player, also just as a woman, to see women's sport really taking off, and that shift in how it's perceived is really exciting.
Years and years ago footy was starting to, the girls were playing it a lot, and Daisy come down to the Carlton Footy Club as a Carlton supporter, and we did some goal kicking from the boundary line. And I shanked mine, and Daisy put it straight through the middle, and I was like, what? She upstaged me. And I'm one of the greatest goal kickers of all time, let's be honest.
And one of the most humble, as you can see.
Yeah. And then we toured the island together.
Yeah, 10 years in the making, our friendship, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Can we just go back to that?
I didn't last long in Ireland.
We've heard a little bit about
it. I wasn't going to say that.
Daisy,
it was the first time they'd sent an international rules women's team across in 2006, and I was a part of it as an 18-year-old, and I was doing a little mock street talk segment throughout our trip through Ireland and interviewing Irish people, and there we were watching, I think we were watching the boys play.
Yeah, they were playing Galway.
Fev was in the stands with us. And I said to the girls, I'm going to go and interview Fev, and they said, oh no, don't. Thinking it's probably not safe, but to his credit, without a word of a lie, he was the most genuine and polite one out of all the boys we met on that trip. And the reason why is because the minute I went up to him, he said, so when's your game? When do you start playing footy? It was all about footy. So he saw us simply as
footballers
there to play. There was no nonsense, and I really appreciated that. And ever since, I've not listened to what other people say about
Thanks for coming in, Daisy.
Let's not take away from the pack. The next day, he was evicted from the country.
Yeah. And Daisy, I don't want to break your heart, but just before you went up to him, the producer gave him a bourbon and coke, and he's like, yeah, I'll talk to anyone. Oh, what do you got?
Now, Daisy, you are the skipper of the Melbourne Footy Club, and you play the Brisbane Lions on Sunday at Casey Fields, one of my old home grounds. It starts tonight. You have to wait till Sunday. It was always a pet hate when we had Sunday games. You've got to sit through it. Are you going to watch any of the footy?
I'm going to watch tonight's game because I'm there with Seven.
And what is really great about this, though, for all girls listening, and particularly little girls like myself, who loved AFL passionately, watching my brothers play kick to kick and thought, oh, but I can never play that. That's what the dream is alive for girls. Now, I even go, am I too late?
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, you're too late, mate.
Yes, you are. We cannot wait for this. Daisy Pearce. And look, hey, Melbourne. The Swans aren't. It's actually the Greater Western Sydney team that represents Sydney. So I'm down for Melbourne. I'm going to cheer on Melbourne this year.
Good to have you on board, Byron.
Feast a Bulldogs fan.
Obviously,
but
I have to stick with my girls. But Daisy, such a treat having you here. You're a trailblazer and you're an incredible inspiration to all these girls.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good luck, mate.
Daisy,
you're going to win. Who's going to win?
I'll back my girls in.
Take it on the Brisbane Lions. That's this Sunday. You can watch it at 5 on Fox Sports.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi's Book Club. For people who don't read.
Remember, guys, a couple of weeks. What?
Great intro.
Thank you, Jez, for putting that together for me. Remember a couple of weeks ago when we started work and I said, I'm going to start a book club. Why did I say that? Do you remember?
What was the genesis
of this idea? I can't remember, but anyway.
Oh, I remember. There was a story about how there was some alarming percentage of people that have never read
a
book.
That's right, and it's shocked me. Thank you, Byron. And since then, I've been flat stick. I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to continue my book club. But And that's remiss of me because I've got a few members in my book club, and I do want to say a shout out to Jeremy, Marlene, Joe, and Michelle. You may recall they all called in and they want to be part of my book club.
Well, what have they joined?
Well, I admit I've had a bit on, but guess what? How exciting is this, guys? And I do want to thank Penguin, Random House Australia, and the lovely Beck there for sending through. She heard about the book club and she sent through a box of books. Now, this is brilliant, Beck, because this is the kind of encouragement this book club needed. It needed books, I won't lie. It's got me at there. I'm captaining this ship, but I didn't have any books handy.
And I think the stat, if I can remember correctly, was they interviewed 10 people and only one said they were in a book club. So it was pretty compelling.
Yeah, no, but Fev, you know what I realised? Why maybe it hasn't got any volition or momentum is because I need you guys in the book club.
Well, I try to start a book club at home.
Oh, did you?
Yes. So okay. Lulu's just started grade two and she's all into reading. So Alex has been reading a chapter of a book, this magical book about fairies.
Great.
And Alex was a bit crook the other night, so she went to bed early. She felt really, really sick. So Lulu, because she's in her own room and she needs a book to read, as little babies do.
Yeah.
And little Lulu said, "Dad, can you read me the book?" I'm like, "Oh, everyone knows how much I love live reads. Can't read." So anyway, I've got the book out and I'm thinking, this kid's book, I'll be able to cover this off pretty easy.
Yeah.
Started off with Christy and Sally went to the carnival, and Lulu goes, "Daddy, it's Kirsty, not Christy." And I said, "Well,
case closed.
Good start. My 7-year-old's a better reader than me."
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. I was going to read you The Rat in the Hat, but you're not going to hear it now.
Do you know what, Fev? This is a good point then.
The book club.
Yeah, I'm going to get you in the book club because now we've had all these books sent
to me. Well, they're big. They're big. Give me that little black one.
Fev, that's for you.
I'll take that one.
The girl on the dog.
Oh, that's the receipt.
The dogs, that's for you.
That doesn't look like too many.
Dave, things. That's for you. Yasmin's story.
What?
Whoa. Here we go. Byron.
Not really in my heading zone.
Here we go. This is for you. The Wool Grower's Companion.
Thank you.
Give Byron One Day You Will Make It. There you go.
Okay. Very funny.
Why you should feel optimistic about Australian
Jeez,
people.
That's a big book.
I'm going to read Go Set a Watchman.
Okay. Just so you know.
Okay, so we've got books now, guys. Normally
a book club, you nominate a book and we all read
them.
Are you okay? What happened?
She actually moved.
And that was
Fifi's Book Club. For people who don't read.
We achieved nothing.
I sat on my foot.
Are you alright?
I'm okay, guys. I just held myself.
This is a work in progress.
Come on, mate. You're hitting zone. Go.
You don't really hear literary geniuses drop that every now and then, do you? I accidentally sat on one of my own limbs. Nah, you're in control of all of this, mate.
Still a long way to go with this book club.
Read your books, guys. You've got a week.
Oh.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Quite disappointed this morning to read something that Kendall Jenner has put out on her website. She has her own website, kendalljenner.com.au. She is obviously a huge influencer of young girls and young women all over the world. And she shared a photo of one of her rooms in her house. I think it's actually her bedroom. Now, she's painted her bedroom a baby doll shade of rose pink. It's called Baker Miller Pink. And I don't have a problem with decor. Do what you want in your house. That's fine.
So far, it's okay. So far, she's just painted a room.
I know, Byron, but wait for it. And this is the bit that really concerns me, and I think it's so irresponsible. Because on this website, she shares a lot of her diet tips, her fashion tips, her beauty tips. But she has said that she's painted her room this colour of pink in a bid to stave off hunger pangs.
Oh.
She's been told that this colour scientifically has been proven to calm and suppress your appetite. Now,
I need to paint my whole house.
Well, see, Fev, now that, and I'm gonna, not going to, that's funny because you have a bit of fun at the fact that you love to eat, etc. But my issue is Kendall Jenner is a role model for young girls and young women. And here's the thing, and I hope there are girls listening to this right now. Hunger is a natural body function that you require to live. And suppressing your appetite is such a bad message because appetite, you need an appetite. You need an appetite because then you eat and your body continues to function and you get to enjoy your life. Because I tell you what, you don't enjoy life when you have an eating disorder. And anyone who's had an eating disorder knows that then you've got a life of hell ahead of you because you never break free of it. And it's messages like this that are so destructive to little girls and young girls and boys, for that matter, brains. I know that she's got, I mean, this is what kills me. She's got 73 million followers on Instagram.
Oh my
and that's
God.
Just one social media platform. That's three times the population of this country.
That's a lot of people.
That's how many people have now read, that lovely colour of pink means I won't have to eat. Great. And then I can be as skinny as Kendall Jenner. Please.
Sending the wrong message, isn't it, Fief?
It is, Fev, and it kills me. And I just hope, and I don't know, I know that we certainly don't have 73 million listeners on this show, but I just hope there are girls listening who just realise, love your appetite. You know when your tummy tells you you're hungry? That's a great thing. That means you're going to live and be healthy.
I don't want to really make a joke because it's obviously a serious topic, but my dad once told me, and I've always said this, if you don't eat, you don't poop. You don't poop, you die.
They couldn't have wrapped it up better. Beautifully.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
And Dr. Ange Favola as well.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, President Trump, the big news story surrounding him at the moment has thrust Australia in the global headlines because he's done it again. He's gone on Twitter and caused an international diplomatic situation involving us. His tweet was, "Do you believe it? The Obama administration agreed to take thousands of illegal immigrants from Australia. Why? I will study this dumb deal." Very strong words from the US president. We now know he may have hung up on our president.
I think it was
yesterday.
Just their phone company might have had a bit of issue. Telstra was down yesterday.
Oh, right, okay.
It was down.
Well, because we have exclusive access to Mr. Trump, he's requested to come on our show and explain this situation. Mr. Trump, are you there?
Yes, hello, Missy. I am here, and I just want to say, and you won't hear me say this very often, because mostly what I say is unbelievable. In fact, what I'm about to say is unbelievable. It's the best thing I'm probably ever going to say, but I just want to say I don't think it's a dumb deal. I'm just a little sensitive since I've had some deals go under in the past when I was a businessman.
Oh, really? Like what? Which deals?
Well, okay. Hell no, this is a safe space. Look, I had an opportunity to invest in Google.
Well, that's a great investment.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't. Instead, I invested with Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, that's not great.
I know. And how's this? That was only strike one. I also invested in the Crazy Frog for a multi-record deal.
Oh.
Yeah, I really thought he'd have a long career. His cover, If I Touch Myself by the Divinos, was a disaster.
Oh, any other investments you passed on?
Okay, since we're talking about it, I also invested in Celebrity Splash the Musical. It wasn't until opening night that we realized celebrities singing underwater meant no one could hear them. Scott Baio tried and he ended up almost drowning. I'll never forget the time I was giving him mouth-to-mouth. Paula Abdul said it was the most disgusting thing she'd ever seen, but then I think she was just jealous because it wasn't her getting the old Trump lip lock back to life.
Oh.
You really haven't had a great run with investments, have you, Mr. Trump?
Nope, that's not even the worst of it. I gave an investor $1 million to invest in Zika. He said it was a type of car from Nissan.
All right, there we go. It's President Trump.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Yes, guys, our whole lives are consumed with technology and TV and just everything. You've got no time to think.
It's very true, Fev.
No time to think.
We should throw them all away. TVs and phones, get rid of them.
So my thinking place...
What else would you do with your weak feet?
My thinking place... is my thinking booth, which is my shower. I want to rename the shower the thinking booth.
Really?
Because it's the only time I actually think.
Right.
I don't think any other time. Because when you're sitting on the couch, you're watching TV. So that your mind's consumed because you're watching that. You're on the toilet, I'm playing games. You know, back even when the Nokias are out, you're playing Snake and Snake 2. You're in there for an hour.
Mate, I'm answering emails. I'm doing work.
Yeah, you're doing work. You go out to the park for a nice walk, but you've got your phone and you're watching kids. You're actually distracted.
Yeah.
When you're in the shower, I stand there and I think. It's the only time that I actually think about things.
Talk us through this bit. What do you think about?
I'm not quite sure. I think that the water hits my head and it just... starts my brain thinking. I don't know, that must be the water going boom. My brain ticks on.
Water hits your brain.
And it just goes boo. And I start thinking about all these little things.
It's hydro powered.
I don't know what it is. Mm. But then as soon as I get out of the shower, it's like, what was I thinking about in there?
Your brain goes.
Yeah, I don't get it because I'm distracted. I've got to get the towel. I've got to get my phone. What are the kids doing? We've got to make dinner. Everything just.
Is it like Superman? Like when you're in there, it's like your phone booth. You like turn into Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the only thing is Superman then walks out of the phone booth and goes, oh, damn it, I forgot my costume. I left it in there.
Seriously, sort of like... I always yell out, ow, ow. She's like, what? And I tell her what I'm thinking. She goes, tell me when you get out of the shower, but I'll forget.
Yeah.
So I want to make this, Shark Tank, thinking of an idea. I want to get like a board in my shower that's waterproof.
Like a whiteboard?
Like a whiteboard.
Right.
So I can put it up so I can jot down all my things. Yeah. But if it's a normal board, it's going to get wet. The steam's going to knock everything off. So I want to invent this thing in my shower where I can write things down. Because as soon as I hop out of the shower, I go back to do a bending again.
It's almost like, it's yeah, like real life is your kryptonite.
My shower is my thinking booth.
That's where you're at your best.
So I, especially in the mornings, because I always come in and, you know, I was like, bang, 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 bang.
So many ideas. Just
because I've had a shower.
Overflowing. Really? Yeah.
Because the shower brings
it. Okay, mate, we're going to throw this around. Mm. We're going to put a sprinkler system here in the studio. We turn that on and what do you know?
No, but you're here. So you'll distract me. So I don't think.
Or, and I think it's a great idea, and we should get Janine Ellis back on the show, and you should pitch this idea Shark Tank style. So you could do the waterproof whiteboard in the shower, or you could...
Here we go.
...sit on the couch.
Yep.
Turn off the TV.
No, but then I'll be thinking about the TV. I want to turn it on.
Okay.
It takes out... And then I said this idea to Alex last night when I got out of the shower, and she said, once you write that stuff on the board, how are you going to get it off if it's waterproof?
That's a really good point.
Well, obviously it's a guinea pig. You're just in development.
Good point, hun. But just come with me for a little bit here.
And then what did you do? Get back in the shower to workshop it again?
Yeah, no, I did. I hopped back in the shower and I went, nothing.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Thanks to Amy Lucky Club. Lucky you're with Amy. Tell me when it
kicks in. Hey, this is Ed Sheeran.
Want to see me perform live?
This is how. Come on, be my baby.
Sheeran's new album, Divide. Get it, March 3.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
A very special world-famous rooftop on the Fox.
This is the moment. Thousands of entries online. They all posted videos on Insta and Twitter saying why they deserve to see Ed Sheeran at this top secret show. The hashtag they used was...
Give me Ed. And just a big shout out to everyone who uploaded videos to Instagram. There's so many talented people around Melbourne. We were so impressed. It was... Look, the board, the panel that were judging them and that ended up picking the final winner... had so much trouble.
And there's be so many people sitting there now waiting for their phone to ring.
I know.
And we have one winner.
Unbelievable. This is so top secret. None of us know where the gig is. We know it is on Sunday somewhere in the state of Victoria. None of us are even going. It's very tight. Hardly anyone will be there. So intimate, so exclusive.
It's so intimate and exclusive. And these are the very last tickets to be given away. And they're going to Aaron from Doreen. Congratulations!
Well done, mate.
Thank you, guys.
And you have an amazing voice. God. Amazing voice.
Your voice, in actual
fact.
Thank
you, guys. I appreciate that so much.
Aaron, it was such a good effort. Can we just hear? This was the audio of the video you uploaded to Instagram.
Yeah. Run me on my way to the Fox FM rooftop, please. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron, please.
We've got someone else who you might want to tell that you've got the tickets. Are you there, Danielle?
Hello.
Oh, hello. guess what, bub?
What?
We just won the tickets there, Sheeran.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, guys. Now, is this true? You've both got Ed Sheeran tattooed on your bodies?
We do.
Okay, you're actually genuine super fans. We couldn't be happier for you. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Fox. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Aaron, if Danielle has something on Sunday, I'm quite happy to come with you, mate.
Fev, you might have to try and be there for it, mate.
She's got an actual tattoo of Ed Sheeran on her body. You've got the tattoo of the pigeons.
On your backside. Anyway, good stuff.
We
would like to thank family.
The Amy Lucky Club. Lucky, you're with Amy. They've been great partners for all of this. Thank you, Amy. Ed Sheeran's new album, Divide, get it March 3rd. And the exciting thing for you two guys, as genuine fans of Ed, you're going to hear him perform songs from this album a month out. That is unbelievable, guys.
Oh, that's insane. I can't even believe it.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
All right, Fev, Dave, Fief, it is that time of the week where we open the lines. Do you have an amazing story? You think it's amazing? You want to tell it at the barbecue or at the party this weekend? But we'll let you know if it's as amazing.
It's a service for people. If you've got a story, we will tell you whether or not it's a cracker that you can be confident when you head out to the pub or club or a dinner party. You can go ahead and confidently tell this story. I heard one the other day, actually. This isn't my.
Do
this
tell.
Is an example, though. I'm not going to get judged.
Hand.
You can't judge me. It's secondhand.
I got a mate who knows a guy.
Somebody came up to me and said, "Oh, you've got that. Is it amazing segment?" And I said, "You should call in." And they said, "I'm too shy." And I said, "Don't worry, I'll tell the story for you." Mm. So how is this? They had a best friend when they were growing up in primary school. Didn't see them again for 15 years. Mm. They're in their mid-20s, traveling the world. Ended up in Croatia in some tiny little suburb that they were volunteering in. There wasn't even no tourists, and they were at like a bar there, and there was one. They heard an accent, Australian accent. Went, "Oh, I know that act. That's an Australian." So I've walked over to the person who had their back to them, their best friend from primary school, in a little suburb in Croatia.
Yeah.
Fifth. Amazing.
They're just adjudicating here.
It already had me in that she didn't dismiss a listener and stuck around for their story. That was amazing. Because, you know, she usually blows them off and goes, "Talk to Sonda. Here's her number." That's amazing.
That's amazing. That's a joke.
Itself. And,
Okay,
pay it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's amazing.
Pretty good story. Pretty good.
Yes, it's amazing.
You got one?
Yeah, I got a little one.
I'll go after you.
It's Nixie's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Nixie!
I had to mention it on air, so... It's sort
of interesting. Happy birthday!
Shiggers!
First birthday is a mum.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's definitely happy birthday to Nixie.
I had a barbecue.
I don't know whether her partner, the father of her child, did that well, though. Like that.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I left it to the end of the show, so you've forgotten.
No, because
she's
asleep. She'd be asleep. Yeah.
And, mate, it was the only way I could crowbar it into prime time. Right. Like, I'm not getting her in at 10 to 7, mate.
Jesus. I had a barbecue on the weekend, and we had about 10 people over, a bit of nice marinated steaks, a couple of frothies sitting around. They go, "Oh, geez, you'd be looking forward to next weekend, wouldn't you?" And I said, "Well, what's next weekend?" They said, "Oh, Ed Sheeran's playing on the rooftop." And I said, "Well, we're not going." And they go, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well..." They said, "You talk about it all the time on the radio, you pump it." I said, "Yeah, we didn't get any tickets." And they said to me, "That is amazing." Yes,
it's amazing. It is actually amazing,
but I'm not going to lie, the two of you are undermining this segment.
Are you getting emotional about this segment?
Ruining this segment.
What are you crying for?
It's okay.
Yeah, she's welling up with emotion. It's Nixie's birthday. 13, 10, 60.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Is it amazing?
Let's see how we go on the phones this time, Fief. Plenty of callers standing by to share their what they believe to be amazing stories.
Hayley from Diamond Creek. Hi, Hayley.
Hi, how are you?
Really well, Hayley. Now, you're brave. You've called through. It's our favourite thing to do to finish the show on Friday. What's your amazing story?
Okay, so a couple of months ago, I was coming home from an international flight back to Melbourne. I just chucked my boarding pass in the back of the seat, you know, done with it. A couple of weeks later, I get a message from my friend. It's the photo of my boarding pass in her lap because she's taken out the book at the back of the seat and it just fall into her lap. Like, she was in the same seat I was on the plane.
That's amazing. Yes, it's amazing. The amazing thing is people that run the airplane, the cleaning business, didn't clean the book.
No, that's an issue.
I
they're not the same people who are the mechanics.
Strong start to the segment. Hayley, well done.
Well done, Hayley. That's a great call.
That is brilliant. Mitch from Pakenham. Are you there, Mitch?
He will be now.
Pretty much I was just being a little difficult for Mum when I was about 10 or 11, and she did the old, "I'll kick you out of the car," and worst comes to worst, I got kicked out and she took off, and some lady come out in the front because I was bawling my eyes out, and she goes, "I'll give you a lift home," and turns out it was my mum's best friend from 40 years ago in primary school.
And they hadn't seen each other for that long?
And yeah, they just moved on with their lives and had kids and moved away, and yeah, turned out this lady lived about half an hour away from us.
Okay, the half an hour away. That's
oh, no, they had it.
Oh, no, okay. Yes, it's amazing. Sorry, I just keep coming back to my story where I bumped into my friend from Brisbane in Wagga Wagga. That's
Mitch,
amazing.
No,
it's
Mitch,
not.
Hayley, honestly, guys, this is a first.
It's a hot streak.
We've actually got, we never have any amazing stories, and for the first time ever, we've already had two.
I reckon Wayne's going to really spoil the party.
Wayne from Pakenham.
The Simon Cowell of this segment.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, Wayne. It's been a strong morning for stories, but we have faith. Tell us your amazing story.
Well, in 2000, my wife and I, newly married, decided to go to the Gold Coast for our honeymoon, and we went to a place called Tambourine Mountain. Just as you get up on the mountain, there's a little suburb called Eagle Heights, and we fell in love with this rather large home. We purchased the property. There was a discrepancy with the previous owner. They didn't like where the squash court was. It was supposed to be where the indoor pool was supposed to be.
We bought a bit of coin, mate.
It's amazing how much money Wayne makes. Well,
no, Fee's nodding along.
No wonder you got married.
Well, we bought the property, and at the time of signing the contracts, we found out it was Mel Gibson's house.
You have got a lot of money buying Mel Gibson's house.
Yeah, he didn't move into the property, but they built it and didn't like how it turned out. And we had it for 6 years, and it's been sold since then. Now it's called Eagle Heights Hotel.
That is so cool.
How much was it?
Pardon?
How much was it?
About 1.5.
Oh, is that all?
I think, look, we've been on a streak.
We've been on a streak. Yes, it's
amazing. Well, now you're shaking your head at me, guys.
No,
I thought that was amazing.
Great, Wayne.
We said it was great. That's good. Mel Gibson.
Story. Okay, good. Excellent. Thank you.
Three guys. Hey,
Lethal Weapon.
Three from three.
Was Danny Glover in there?
Yeah, they hang out
all the time.
Was the difference to that the fact that I finally gave an example at the start?
I think it helped.
Oh, my God. How does it all come back to you?
You bumped into a woman, took her story, fobbed her off, and then came on here and told it.
I tell you what. By the way, women's AFL this weekend. What a historic
weekend.
Go the
Blues.
And thank you, Daisy Pearce, for coming in. Go the D's. Should be a good one. Keegs up next. R&B Friday rolls on. And Fief, it's going to be a nervous weekend for you because you know that we are airing another undercover dating episode on Monday.
I do. Do you have a tease of what happens?
I can get that for you.
I reckon he's going to sit down, look at you and go, what the?
This is actually a breakthrough. What we're about to play, this could be a breakthrough for Fifi's alter ego, Sophie. Obviously, if you've seen Fifi in disguise, it would be a surprise that anyone could go past that to find the personality. But listen to Ben's response.
She's pretty, very pretty. Gorgeous to look at. Yeah, really, if you're looking at it from the point of view of love at first sight, I think there's quite a bit of that there. Yeah.
Hang on.
Wow.
So this could be interesting.
Like me, that's really
shocking. Have a good weekend, guys.
Even though they loved putting together that catch-up, Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron wish they could be on holidays all the time. You could be on holiday every day. Pool, tennis courts, a bar and more, all in your backyard. MandalayLiving.com.au